This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, May 9th. The Transfiguration of Jesus. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 9. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him." I remember well the summer of 1977, when my father prepared for heart surgery. Medical tests were completed. Plans were made on how the family farm would work during his absence and recovery. But another type of preparation was also underway. I remember a person visiting who had recovered from open heart surgery. That person testified to what the experience was like, and that encouraged my dad and our family. In our Bible reading today, we see that Jesus receives some unusual visitors in the dazzling brightness of heaven. We don't know what they talk about, but this visit with Moses, Elijah, and God the Father is surely an encouragement to Jesus on his mission. Both Moses and Elijah met with God on a mountain at different times many years earlier, and they were encouraged in their work. Peter, James, and John are eyewitnesses to this meeting, and they are frightened. They can even see Moses and Elijah. Peter, not knowing what to say or do, suggests building some shelters. But then God speaks to them urgently. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Jesus has already told his disciples that he will be killed and then rise again. And God is urging them to prepare for this change that is coming for Jesus, and ultimately for them and us. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus change everything. Are we listening too? Pray with me. God of heaven and earth, may we be encouraged by all that Jesus has done to provide us full life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.